This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
I know Cameron from Snohomish is. Cameron, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Cameron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Finish this famous slogan. Red Bull gives you what?
Wings.
Correct. What dodgeball actor co-starred alongside Jennifer Aniston in the romantic comedy The Breakup?
Ben Stiller.
No.
It's fun.
Yes. What NFL team is collaborating with Hallmark to make a holiday movie?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. What it was the name of the ancient Roman goddess of love?
Hera?
No.
Aphrodite?
No.
Venus.
Yes. What band had the hit song Light My Fire?
Light My Fire. The Doors.
Yes. The Italian rice dish cooked with broth until it reaches a creamy consistency is called what?
Risotto.
Yes. America's first state was Delaware, but what was the second?
Maryland.
No.
New York.
No.
Massachusetts.
No. The main protein in your hair, skin, and nails is called what?
Keratin.
Yes. The first animal that went into space was in what decade?
Ant.
No. Decade. What decade?
Oh, sorry. Ask the question again.
The first animal that went into space was in what decade?
The 60s.
No. Okay, you got it wrong anyway. Cameron,
yeah.
You got 7 correct. Wow.
Yeah, I want to beat Mig.
Awesome. It's time.
I want you to beat Migs too. You were on a roll there.
Cameron's my Snohomie.
You're Snohomie. Do you guys hang out with the Gnomies and Snohomie?
You know it, baby.
I want to be a homie. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
I had to think about it.
I know, right? Finish this famous slogan. Red Bull gives you what?
Wings!
Yes! What dodgeball actor co-starred alongside Jennifer Aniston in the romantic comedy The Breakup?
Owen Wilson?
No.
Oh. Ben Stiller?
No.
Who else is in it? Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
What NFL team is collaborating with Hallmark to make a holiday movie?
Oh, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Can't wait. What was the name of the ancient Roman goddess of love?
Aphrodite.
No.
Jenna Jameson.
No.
Yeah.
Venus?
Yes. What band had the hit
song? You know what
song?
That rhymes with?
Light My Fire.
The Doors.
Yes. The Italian rice dish cooked with broth until it reaches a creamy consistency is called what?
Al dente?
No.
Rice-a-roni?
No.
Hot pot.
No. America's first state was Delaware, but what was the second?
New Hampshire?
No.
Louisiana?
No.
New Jersey?
No. Woo! Steve, you're just thinking of Venus and things that rhyme with it. You got 5 correct, which is a loss. 5-7. Go, Cameron.
Yeah.
Nice job, Cameron.
Woo.
I stunk.
Yeah, and you're Italian. The Italian rice dish cooked with broth until it reaches a creamy consistency is called what? Cameron got this right.
Risotto.
Oh, okay.
Cameron even said it with an accent.
He did.
I think we're going to have to take your Italian card away from you.
Oh, it had already been taken away way before this.
Yeah. No one knew America's first state was Delaware, but what was the second?
Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Oh, Tyron Daly.
2, you didn't get to. The main protein in your hair, skin, and nails is called what?
No. Steak?
I don't know.
Yeah,
carotene.
I'm trying to think of protein. You get protein from that?
Carotene is protein.
So if I ate my nails, would I get more protein, brother?
Okay.
So I get more gains?
Strategy.
Do I eat my hair?
And your skin, please. Start going. And
what's wrong with Steve? He's got all these bite marks in his arm.
It's very methy of you. The first animal that went into space was in what decade?
90s.
No.
70s.
It was before a human.
What? Wait, an animal went into space before a human?
Yeah.
No.
They probably tested it on the animal to make sure it was okay.
Oh, you knew that too?
Yes. Was it the 50s?
Yes, there we go. Because we went to the moon in the
60s.
There we go. Yeah. Yep. Yes.
I have a quick question.
I never knew that an animal went up there before us.
Yeah.
What kind of animal
was it?
It was
like a chimpanzee, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought the monkey went up there in like the 90s.
I don't know what the first one was. I thought it was just like a dog or something. See if, you know, they survive.
They sent like a poodle up in the sky and said, let's see what happens.
The Daily Mix Show, your space experts.
Oh, we definitely are. Yeah, we're all like astronauts on this show.
Pretty much.
I have a question, though.
Yeah?
With the whole Hallmark Christmas movie with the Chiefs.
Can't wait.
Do you think that was in the works before the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing? Or do you think that they were like, let's capitalize on this. Let's get some Chiefs action.
I'm thinking that this is happening after the fact. And they're in a roundabout way, they're hoping that they can get Taylor Swift involved.
Oh, make a cameo.
Yeah.
She has been in a few movies, so she does know how to act.
I wouldn't be surprised if Hallmark was like, let's do this. And man, maybe we could get like Travis Kelce to be in it. And then in turn, we'll get Taylor Swift. I don't think any of that's going to happen.
Mm. I'm going to watch it either way.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a man named Mitchell. He's from Texas. And he was arrested and charged for being caught on a video at an antique store doing something really gross and weird.
Okay.
He was putting items up his kilt, all the way up in there, and then putting them back on the shelf.
So what's gross and weird about that? The kilt part?
Hey, you know what? I have Scottish blood. I love a kilt.
That's going to make me now start thinking whenever I see someone with a kilt at a store, I'm like, hey, hey, hey.
Don't be putting things up your kilt.
I know what you guys like to do with these kilts. No, that's... So wait, so he would actually just...
Yeah. At this antique store.
And would he buy it at least?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know why that makes the story better to me, but like, if he at least, no, it says that the dude put it back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like some kind of like a weird thing that this guy thinks he's wreaking havoc or something along those lines. I don't know.
The name of the gallery manager is Susan, and she talks about exactly what the cameras caught Mitchell doing on camera.
Remember when I was disgusted? That night, one of the dealers sent me a video that she had from a camera in her own booth. I think they've been in here before. The employees recognized them and said they were just, you know, the guy was really nice and she was nice. And they just shopped around for a few hours.
What did they do with those products?
They threw them away mostly.
Mostly?
Which ones did you keep?
The ones that fetch a high dollar.
Okay, this reporter needs to be educated that you need some follow-up questions. When you say mostly, that means there's some that you did not throw away?
Which ones are still available?
Or, yeah, I don't even know. I mean, I guess you could clean it.
I don't want that job.
No, of course not. Also, so he was there with another person. He was with a female.
An accomplice.
Do you think this was like some kind of a... I mean, I don't... Do you think it was like one of those, like, you know, like the submissive dominatrix kind of things where, like,
she's telling him to do it?
He's being told what to do Yeah. I'm not saying that makes this right. Or
it just sounds very extravagant.
I mean, this is definitely not, doesn't mean that like you should get a hall pass for doing something like that. I feel like that's something that you need to like just make a make-believe store. You know, kind of like, you know, create your own fake store and do it in the comfort of your own home. You don't go do this at someone else's store and then put it back on the shelves. But do you think that's...
It's possible. I mean, the fetishes that exist in the world never cease to amaze me.
Because I'll still think about that time. So when we went to Chicago once for one of our radio conventions, we were just at some big parade that was going on. And there was a dude. Do you remember this one, Danny? Were you there with us?
What?
There was a dude that was being walked around on a leash.
Oh.
No, I was not.
Oh, man. It was just like, you know... When you first see him, well, okay, for the whole time you have to do a double take. You're just like, wait a second, and he was wearing. Sarah, were you with us?
I think so.
How do you not remember this?
Well, I mean, it's not the first time I've seen this, Steve.
I mean, there he had multiple times. Like leather straps, and like he was shirtless, but like he had like leather things going around and all over his body, and I mean, I remember just thinking, what is going on here, and then. You know, obviously, he was in a situation where, like, this is what he was being told to do at this event.
Well, hopefully he was a good boy.
Well, I mean, he wasn't causing any problems, so I think, yes, he, in fact, was a good boy.
Rockaholics, you are listening to The Daily Mig Show. You can give us a follow on socials, by the way, at Daily Migs on both Instagram and Twitter. Did you guys hear the story about Sylvester Stallone and him kind of training up his daughters?
Oh, I hope it doesn't involve a kilt and an antique store.
So his two oldest daughters were moving out to New York City, so he hired actual Navy SEALs to train them in self-defense.
Oh, I love this.
And the daughters are 27 and 25, and it was about 6 hours that they were in the woods training with these guys.
Okay, that's rather aggressive.
And one of the sisters said that they got their butts whooped by these guys. They were the real deal.
You know, it's funny. I was talking with a dude at recently at a party at our neighbor's house. I was talking to one of my buddies, and we were just like BSing about having, you know, being a dad to a daughter and just how it kind of, you know, you get very protective. You get super protective to the point where I came close to like kicking a child in the head. Like, you know, one time because he knocked my daughter over. I didn't. But like my first thing was, you hurt my daughter, I will hurt you. And my wife's looking at me like, he's 5. You know, and she's 3. Like, you got to let, he didn't do it. She's okay. But you know, you get very protective.
Of course.
And so I've had this conversation with my wife where I'm like, at some point I want her to go do some kind of martial art. And my buddy was like, I'm thinking the same thing, like, you know, some jiu-jitsu or something, just so that there's like, you know, a skill set there. God forbid if she ever needs to have it. And also, I think it's just a good thing, you know, for discipline and for, you know, an activity to do that. I think that'll be good for her to know how to do. But, you know, I don't got that kind of a connection or hookup where I can get a bunch of Navy SEALs to come over and just train my adult daughters.
I mean, I'm surprised that he doesn't have, like, that he didn't train them himself, you know, because he's a pretty tough dude.
Yeah, but he's a tough dude in movies. I mean,
that's got to translate a little bit to reality.
So, if you,
you think he just plays a tough guy, he's just not tough in real life.
You know, I never really challenged him, but I'm not positive. You know.
Well, we're learning all of this about the Stallone family because season 2 of The Family Stallone is going to be airing this Wednesday tomorrow at 9:30 on MTV.
I forgot there was even a season 1. To be honest with you, like,
I'm looking at his daughters. I might become a fan of this show.
They're very
attractive.
Do they not look like their dad?
They do not look like their dad at all whatsoever.
Oh, hi. Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, I can understand why he wants to get some Navy SEALs to like teach them how to like handle themselves because they're gorgeous.
Well, if you want to get caught up on season 1 before the season 2 premiere, it is streaming on Paramount Plus.
Imagine like you start hanging out with one of his daughters, not knowing maybe, and then all of a sudden I want you to meet my dad and then go back. And it's freaking Sylvester Stallone. I would start crying.
I'd be like, never mind. Thank you for your time.
Are you serious? I'd drop down to a knee and propose right then and there. I'd be like, you could be my father-in-law. We could watch all the Rocky movies together, and you have no choice.
You think that's what he wants to do?
Probably not. But
watch the Rocky movies with his future son-in-law?
Yes. All right, we'll watch Rambo and The Expendables as well. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. We'll do any of these.
Did you watch the show that he, I don't even know if it's coming back for another season, but Tulsa King?
No.
I mean, it's pretty cheesy and pretty bad, but I like him. I do like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice, tough guy.
The Daily Migs Show.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny is back in the seat and he's gonna be playing 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This morning, our contestant is Robin in Edmonds. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So you must get both of these songs right to win the prize. The first one, you are on your own, kind of. The second one, this is where you can get shook as a member of our show at random, must get it right for you. If not, you will lose, and caller 9 will get those tickets. So let's see who you're playing with today. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
Wheel is a-spinning. Just pass my name, your name, back to my name. It looks like it's going to be landing on T-Dog herself, Taryn Daly.
Robin, do you spell your name with a Y-N?
Yes, I do. Oh,
that's how I spell my name, Y-N. I love that. I feel connected.
Team Y-N.
All right, Robin, are you ready for your first clip?
Yes.
Ooh. I can definitely help with this one, but let's play it. Give it one more time.
I'm guessing that she doesn't know it.
All right.
Yeah.
So this band is a three-piece, and their lead singer is Billy Joe Armstrong.
Oh, it's definitely Green Day.
What the?
Nice Guys Finish Last.
Yeah.
There you go.
Knew that one sounded familiar.
Nailed it, Robin. Okay, now all the responsibility is on me.
Yes. No pressure.
Are you ready, Taryn?
Oh, God. Do that again. Oh.
Give me a break.
Okay, no, it's the Foo Fighters. Uh-huh. Is it? Oh, my God.
Do you know it, Steve? Think I do. I know the song. I'm the worst with song titles. This is where I always get a little stumped. Like, I'm thinking it's the one that involves a Tool. But I don't know if it's that one.
I think it starts. Does it start with a P?
No.
Shoot. Hold on.
Wait, I think I. He says it in the song, right?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Is the song title two words?
No.
Oh my God, I really don't know.
I even know this?
Okay, Sarah, you might have to help us. Oh, wait, no. Wait, hold on.
Give me a break.
Is there a number in the title?
No.
Oh, crap, I really don't know it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm a little stumped on this. I know the song.
I'm going to give it to Sarah and see if she can do it.
It's the...
I don't know what you're singing.
Oh! It's that one?
Why can't I think of the name?
I think.
Why can't I think of the name of the song?
So is it three words, Danny?
Yes.
Now I know.
Wait.
Three words.
Wait, did the caller know it? Robin, do you know it? Don't say it, though.
I think so. I know it's three words.
Yeah, give
I think
a
hint. It's like earlier Foo Fighters.
Come on, Tara.
And it's got a riff that starts out at the beginning.
Oh, All My Life. Woo! All My Life.
Taryn jumped up out of his hand and is dancing.
See, Robin, I just needed you. I needed you. We needed each other this morning.
Is that what you were thinking, Sarah?
Yes.
Okay.
All my life, yeah. I've been searching for something, something's gonna find. He says, all my life, the first.
I thought it was Monkey Wrench.
I thought it was The Pretender.
Let's just take a moment.
Well, look, we're not down with Dave Grohl now. He's mean to Taylor Swift.
You're right. Why did I get that right?
I was just completely brain farting on that one.
So was I.
The Daily Migs Show.
Variety recently did a profile on John Williams, the composer, who, by the way, turned 92 this year.
He's 92?
He's still with us, still rocking. I'm not sure how much composing he's doing at 92.
I know we had a massive debate over the best cereal, but I feel like people could probably get into a pretty spirited debate about the greatest movie soundtrack scores that he put together. I mean, the dude is just, he's crushed it.
Jaws, Star Wars, Harry Potter, Jurassic Park.
Harry Potter?
Yes.
I'm not a Harry Potter head, so. Are you Harry Potter heads or Harry Potter heads?
I don't know. They're non-muggles. I know that.
Yeah. So what's the Harry Potter? Is this it right here?
Yes.
Oh, so this was him.
Yeah.
Well, you can't knock it out of the park every time, I guess. Did it get better?
When I was in, I think middle school, we actually performed like a John Williams medley where we did like the theme to Jaws, we did the theme to Star Wars, we did the theme to Jurassic Park.
Your school band?
Yeah, our school band did like kind of a tribute to his work, and that was 20-something years ago.
That seems pretty ambitious for a high school.
It was awesome. Well, we were very talented musicians.
I would like to talk to the parents and see what they thought of it.
So in this article that Variety put together, Harrison Ford actually revealed how hard it is for him to escape the Indiana Jones theme. He said it follows him around wherever he goes.
This is a good theme.
Epic.
This might be, this has to be a top five for John Williams.
So Harrison Ford said, quote, "As I often remind John, his music follows me everywhere I go. Literally, when I had my last colonoscopy, they were playing it on the operating room speakers."
Okay, I think that's hilarious.
That's amazing.
Somebody has a good sense of humor. Probably a lot of the doctors do, but I never thought about that they play music while they're performing anything.
No, I wouldn't think that at all. Is that normal?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Have you had a colonoscopy yet?
I need to go get one, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, especially after this conversation. Can we pick a song to play while we're getting a call? Did he wake up and he heard the Indiana Jones theme song?
I would think so. You know, it's funny. Like, I'm just being reminded of, like, when I went in to have my baby, and I was like, yeah, we should have, like, a special playlist. And then the last thing I wanted was to hear any music at all.
I did not want it.
I'm like, it's not going to distract me. It's just going to annoy me.
It's kind of like when you get stressed while driving, you have to turn your radio off because that somehow makes it less stressful.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking now. I don't need this music.
Turn this down.
I think I got the ultimate song to play if I'm getting a colonoscopy.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you guys could guess what it is.
The Butthole Surfers.
That's right. That's the band name. The song's Pepper. The band's called the Butthole Surfers.
That's perfect.
Right?
I mean, I think when you do go get your colonoscopy, that should be your request.
Can we make... I know when I go into a float tank, I can request a song.
What?
I don't know if I can request a song at a colonoscopy.
What if they played your walk-in music from when you wrestle?
That would be pretty awesome.
I mean, that's essentially what Harrison Ford was dealing with.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say, "Who let the dogs out?"
Who let the dogs out? Would that be yours?
No. I was thinking for you, man.
Can I just say?
Yes.
I hate to admit this,
but
I have had a colonoscopy.
You had? What did you listen to?
They did not ask what I wanted to be played. And I'm bummed out that they didn't.
But when you get a colonoscopy, they put you all the way out, right?
Oh, absolutely. The last thing I remember, they were like, "What are you going to eat after this?" And I was like,
"Because you're starving because you've had to empty your pipes."
Yes.
That's crazy. Yes.
You got to drink that stuff that's like chalky, right?
Yep. Yep, a lot of it. I was up all night drinking it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
See, I want to do one.
You want to do one?
But I want to do it with, like, Danny. Like, we both go together.
Aww.
And then we have, like, a mobile podcast studio set up and then record a podcast after we do it. Because I hear you say, like, the dumbest S when you come through. And sometimes it's just, like, ridiculous stuff or just, like, stuff where you're like, what the hell are you saying? Like, what's coming out of your mouth right now? And it's just, like, because you're not 100% back yet.
Of course not.
And I think it would be hilarious if two people got a colonoscopy at the same time. But this would be good team bonding.
Yeah.
You guys could come, too.
I'll drive you guys. You have to have a driver.
Yeah,
I'll
would
be
say,
the driver.
And we would be the filmers. Because
yes.
We would film you, too.
You could be our producers of the colonoscopy podcast.
That's honestly one of my favorite parts about when my husband has gotten his two colonoscopies now, is they put the pictures together of the insides. And I'm like, I kind of liked to look at...
Like a scrapbook?
Yeah. I mean, not like a scrapbook, but like, you know, in your My Chart or whatever, they give you like a printout of all the photos of your
innards. Yeah, I'm not clicking on that link.
So wait,
it's kind of fun to look at.
In your mind, is this podcast a reoccurring podcast?
Or yeah, we do it every week. Done. No, every week we have to get a colonoscopy because, you know, in order to have a popular podcast, you have to do it every week.
And then what we'll do is we'll post the photos and you have to guess whose bowels they are, Steve's or Danny's.
No, see, not Taryn, let the boys talk here. We're not going down that road. That's just crazy talk. All right, maybe we do it monthly.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, deal. Right,
maybe it's a once-a-year podcast. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah.
And but then you don't just drop us off. You have to sit there the entire time. Like, that's it's like almost asking somebody to help you move. Like, you're stuck with them for all
day. Do you think they'd let us into, like, the room and we could wear the scrubs and the hairnet and all that and be part of it?
You want to watch...
Sure.
It actually happened?
Well, like, in
you need to take video.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just taking video after you guys. I don't really want to take video of it happening.
Now we need to find, like, a colonoscopy clinic. Is that what, I don't know, like, the colonoscopy place that will allow us, Danny and I, to go together. I don't know if they do, like, you know, tandem colonoscopies.
But you know what I'm thinking? It's very important.
Imagine both in the same room.
It's very important.
Holding hands.
It's very important to elevate, you know, how critical it is to take care of the human body. So I feel like this is a very good, it's a good PSA. Get your colonoscopy.
This might be one of those ideas that just kind of like lie there on the idea room and never get picked back up again.
The Daily Migs Show.
We know something insane has happened to you while you were at a hotel. So what was that? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Will in Lacey, the housekeeper made your bed with you still in it.
What?
Yeah, so I was sleeping, well, in the process of trying to be asleep, and my roommate, the guy I was rooming with, a friend of mine, was, you know, watching TV, and I heard a door open, and then she started vacuuming. I'm like, all right, that's annoying, whatever. A few minutes later, I felt the sheets under my legs being tucked in. And then I looked up, and she was walking away, and I was just in such disbelief, I was almost petrified.
Oh, my God. Do you think she was just like, screw it, I'm in here, I might as well just clean up? Or did she not realize you were there until she started making the bed?
She had to have known I was there. My head was up. You know, you could obviously,
right.
You could see, like, my body, like, the shape of it under the bed. I think she just said, I'm just going to make this guy's bed. I don't care if he's still in it.
She just wanted you to be all cozy.
That is hilarious.
I mean, I guess maybe it was a mother figure in her or something. I don't know, but...
Did she do anything else in the room other than make the bed?
I don't know. I think she was vacuuming, but...
How great of a night did you have the night before that you didn't even hear her vacuuming?
It was so long ago where it's kind of hard to remember what, you know, transpired, but I just plainly remember my sheet and, you know, blanket being tucked in under my leg.
That is hilarious. It also makes me wonder, like, at some point, like, do you think, like, her boss pulled her aside and was like, hey, Cheryl, you have to make sure nobody's in the room if you're going to do the housekeeping stuff. You can't be making beds while people are still laying them. I feel like that might not be the only time she's done something like that.
Are you the type that always puts the do not disturb sign on the outside?
I try to remember to do that, but there have been a few instances, typically at our radio conventions, where I've maybe had one too many drinks. that I instantly regretted at like 8 a.m. and my door is being opened and I'm like yelling, no, I'm still in here. But more often than not, I usually, once I check in, I take that do not disturb and put it on the door because I'm like, I know I'm not going to want anyone coming into my room early in the morning.
And if I do need something, I'll call.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need anything.
I remember back in my dumb drunk days, though, like when I was a lot younger and dumber, I would go around taking all the do not disturbs off of people's doors. Because I like chaos. And I was like, this would be hilarious. But I never got to see the punchline of the joke other than me being a jackass.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
The DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. I'm about to ask a question that's not for you, Danny, but it's for Sarah and Taryn. I'm a little worried I might have to go to HR after I ask this question.
Okay.
Because today is National Brazilian Blowout Day.
Oh, of course.
What is a blowout?
Just a regular blowout would be just getting your hair like blown and styled at a salon. But a Brazilian blowout is where they actually like permanently kind of straighten your hair or semi-permanently straighten your hair. That's a Brazilian blowout.
Wait, Danny, you're nodding your head like you knew this.
Yeah, I could have told you that one, Steve.
Do you get Brazilian blowouts?
I don't, but I have had a lot of females in my life that have.
Have you been blown out by a Brazilian?
Sorry. You know, I plead the fifth on that one.
Sarah, do you know what a blowout is before all this talk?
I knew what a blowout was. I did not know what a Brazilian blowout was. And I thought it was a blowout for somewhere else.
I thought like they were taking care of a little hiney action.
I mean, unless there's a new kind, a Brazilian blowout is just like chemically straightening your hair semi-permanent style.
See, I thought it was the...
In Brazil, they do some interesting grooming things.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Well, because it's a Brazilian wax, right?
Yeah,
and that's for the downstairs.
Front
the
back to back, side right? to side.
Oh, yeah. So I thought they were doing something fun with your hair down there, not waxing it.
Shocking, the bald man doesn't know what a blowout is, but I did not know what a Brazilian blowout was either. So there you go. Now I know. Thank you for the information.
Such an educational show.
Man, today is an interesting day for a father and son that are based over in Iowa because, well, they had a little bit of an argument and it became very violent. And the reason why, and I think that we could all relate to this because we've had these arguments that, granted, nobody has been shot in our situation, unlike this situation. They had an argument over smelly feet.
Oh!
Apparently, the son shot his dad because of his smelly feet. Don't clap that. You don't need to encourage this kind of behavior.
If someone needs to get shot over something, this is great.
What? How bad was it? How much? Like, I feel like it had to have been years upon years of this building. You can't tell me that. Not that saying shooting your dad is ever a good idea to do, but you can't just tell me you shot your dad just because one time he had smelly feet. But apparently David Carpenter, he's based in Iowa. He's now behind bars because, well, he's been charged for attempted murder because he shot his dad, William Carpenter, who was taken to the hospital. Thankfully, non-life-threatening injuries because of that. But I guess the argument started with some family issues. And then David went back, got his gun. I don't know if his dad took his shoes off at that point. I have no idea why this happened. But what a strange reason for getting shot.
This all could have been avoided if the dad just washed his feet. A Michigan State trooper.
I'm not along with you on that one.
A Michigan State trooper was sitting at a red light in his patrol car. And the guy behind him, too busy with his chicken wings to notice, ran right into the back of the car. So thankfully, nobody was hurt. Both cars sustained some minor damage, but the cop did cite him for distracted driving. Michigan State Police put out a statement saying that it is important to remember to focus on driving while behind the wheel. Distracted driving, in this case, eating wings, is a risky driving behavior that leads to preventable crashes.
Chicken wings have got to be in the top five of things you just can't eat when you're driving.
Absolutely not. That's a terrible idea.
I mean, some people can eat the wings with just one finger, though. Or one hand. Just go.
I like to have two hands on my wing.
Right. I have a story for Danny, though.
Oh.
This one's for you. I don't know if you've purchased it already, but you like coffee.
I love coffee.
You like Green Day.
Yes.
Did you know that there's a limited edition Green Day Keurig machine that's now available?
I do, actually.
Are you getting it?
No, I haven't bought it yet.
Apparently, it's just a normal Keurig machine, but it's got, like, the American Idiot logos on it because it's the 20th anniversary of that album, which makes us all feel old. And according to Billy Joe Armstrong, he says, our buses and backstages have been stocked with our coffee company's first ever signature brewer because he has his own coffee called Oakland Coffee.
Well, now it's called Punk Bunny. They just recently rebranded.
Punk Bunny?
Yeah, Punk Bunny Coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd they change the name?
I don't know, to be honest with you, but they changed it completely and they did the whole rebrand. And I was like, I need to buy all of the stuff, and I haven't bought any of it.
Yeah, I guess if I saw on the shelves Punk Bunny next to a coffee brand called Oakland Coffee, I'm going to go with Punk Bunny every time.
It's way more exciting.
That makes way more sense. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
A hospital in Georgia is accused of losing a piece of a man's skull after it was removed during surgery for a brain bleed. They fixed Fernando Cluster with a synthetic piece after misplacing his skull fragment. Now he is suing the hospital. Here is his lawyer talking about it.
They got various contradictory messages about why surgery was postponed. And ultimately, Emory told them that they had lost and misplaced a part of his skull. It's mind-blowing, literally.
But if he's still okay and nothing's bad, I mean, I don't care if you use a 3D printer to make a piece to go in my head. As long as I'm still alive, I think I'm going to be happy.
I hope they find the piece of the skull and then he can, like, put it on a necklace or something like that.
Chain.
Yeah.
Hey, the Mariners, they are playing the Dodgers. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.